Happy New Year! 欢迎大家来到2012年第一期的美语训练班。我是杨林，
我是 Kat。Happy New Year, everyone! First, let's see what we're going to learn today.
好，今天咱们要挥动大斧子砍木头。
I chopped down the tree and cut the wood myself.
要被老师请家长。
There are some things about Amber's behavior that I want to discuss with you.
要看看如何处理办公室的流言蜚语。
Well, Jane told me that Tom has been having an affair.
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说必备单品和瞎指挥。
Sounds interesting.
不过节目一开始，咱们还是先来学个词儿。
Learn a word. Thorny. Thorny is spelled T-H-O-R-N-Y, thorny.
Thorn 本身是刺的意思，而 thorny 变成形容词，意思是棘手的、富有争议的。最近美国联邦贸易委员会宣布要对 Facebook 脸谱网站是否侵犯用户个人隐私进行调查。
Facebook's privacy problem has always been a thorny issue.
脸谱网站的隐私设置一直是一个有争议的议题。
In the post-Cold War era, missile defense is still a thorny question in Russia-U.S. relations.
后冷战时期，导弹防御仍然是美俄关系中的棘手议题。
The Super Committee failed to reach an agreement on the thorny deficit problem.
美国超级委员会没能就棘手的赤字问题达成一致。好的，今天我们学习的词是
thorny, thorny, thorny.
Hey, Kat, 明年是美国总统大选年，现在参选人经常辩论。There are a lot of thorny issues in their debates.
Yeah, and their campaign team spend a lot of time preparing them for those debates so that they know what to say when those thorny questions come up.
Wow, 所以真正厉害的人不是那些政客，而是他们身后的 campaign managers?
Well, to some extent, that's true.
不过不知道这些 politicians 能不能忍受别人指导他的一举一动呢?
Well, these campaign managers or consultants know what they're doing. They're professionals, not backseat drivers.
Backseat drivers?
听下面的 popular American and you'll know what I mean.
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。今天 Larry 开车带李华去购物中心，李华会学到两个常用语 All ears 和 Backseat driver。
Larry， 音乐关小声一点。
What was that？
哎呦，你音乐不要开那么大声啦，我有件事要问你。
Oh， what is it？ I'm all ears。
I'm all ears？你在说什么啊?
I'm all ears means I'm listening attentively. I have all my attention on you now.
是吗?你终于肯听我说了。哎,不过 all ears 是专注听别人说话的意思。那我让大家注意听我讲话,就可以说 please be all ears, 对不对啊?
Well, to be all ears is rarely used as a request. You can either say,I am all ears, to indicate you are paying attention, or he or she is all ears, to say that another person is paying a lot of attention.
Hmm, 所以 all ears 通常是用来形容一个人在仔细听，比较少当作要求，是吗？
Yes, that's right. So, what was it that you wanted to say?
啊，对哦，我差点都忘了。就是啊，我们今天做实验的时候，跟我同组的一个女生啊，一直指挥我们做这个，做那个的。真是讨厌哎。
Oh, you have a backseat driver in your group.
Backseat driver? 后座上的司机，那是什么意思啊?
A backseat driver is a person who gives unwanted advice. Someone who tries to run things, even though they don't have the power or authority to do so.
哎，对对对，他就是这种人哎，也没有让他做组长，他就对我们指手画脚的。唉，怎么办呢?
Well, you should let her know that you don't like it when she orders you around.
我应该要清楚告诉她，不喜欢被她指使来指使去的。嗯，说的也是。哎，我们不是应该在这里左转吗, Larry?
Whoa, you scared me. I know where I'm going, Li Hua. You're becoming a backseat driver yourself.
哦，原来 backseat driver 是这样来的。坐在汽车后座的人常常喜欢指挥驾驶来开车，所以 backseat driver 后座驾驶这个词啊，就是来形容喜欢指挥别人的人了。哎，还真有意思呢。How do you like me as a backseat driver, Larry?
I do not like it, Li Hua. And don't do it again. You scared me.
哈，不好意思啦。哎，不过 Larry, 你也蛮厉害的嘛。你一边开车还能一边听我说话。You have all ears.
Li Hua, you cannot say someone has all ears. You have to say someone is all ears. So instead of saying, Larry, you have all ears, you should say, Larry, you are all ears.
Oh, 你不能说专心在听的人 has all ears, 而是要说那个人 is all ears 吗?
Yep, try giving me an example using all ears.
好啊。When my mom said she wanted to talk to me about something important, I was all ears. 这样用对不对?
Yes, that's correct. Can you give me an example of backseat driver now?
等一等哦，我要先确认一下。Backseat driver, 我可以这样用吗? My boss is a backseat driver. He always orders us around.
Not really.A backseat driver describes someone who tries to run things even though they don't have the power or authority to do so, or someone whose advice is not wanted. However, your boss would be someone who is authorized to give orders and probably gives out good advice too.
Oh, 这么说 backseat driver 是形容爱指挥别人，可是啊，又没有权力的人，所以呢，用在老板的身上就不适合了。
That's right. Hey, you've been all ears.
哈哈，当然咯。我们到购物中心了。
Yep, let's go shopping. We can practice these phrases another time.
今天李华从 Larry 那儿学到两个常用语，一个是 all ears， 表示洗耳恭听；另外一个是 backseat driver， 也就是喜欢指挥别人的人。这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢各位的收听，下次节目再见。
Backseat driver 就是喜欢瞎指挥，给别人乱出主意的人。想一想，生活中这样的人还真不少哎。
I know, no one is asking their opinions, but they just pester you with their advice. Like a friend of mine, she likes to be a backseat driver when it comes to fashion.She always tells me what to wear, but her taste is really bad.
Really? What style does she like?
She likes clothes that are tacky or trashy.
Oh, 我知道了。你是说她喜欢俗气、看着档次不高的衣服吧?
That's right. I think she should buy clothes that are more, I don't know, classy in style. But again, I'm not a backseat driver. I don't tell her what to wear.
对，每个人的品味不同嘛。不过你刚才说她应该穿些经典款的衣服，这让我想到咱们在下面的美语怎么说里面要教的词，那就是必备单品。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Cat 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是无穷要问的必备单品。
Hey, Cat! Wow, wait! 我们穿的裤子一样耶。
Oh my god! Yeah, we are wearing the same thing.
现在啊，这种紧身裤最流行了，衣橱必备。对了，这种什么都能配、大家都需要的衣服，用美语怎么说呀？
We usually say that kind of clothing is a must-have item.
M-U-S-T, must, 是必须的意思。Have, H-A-V-E, 拥有 must-have, 必须拥有就是必备单品咯。
Exactly. Must-have items often go with many different styles. For example, skinny jeans are a must-have in today's fashion. 紧身牛仔裤是时尚潮人的必备单品。
That's why we're both wearing it.对了，我这条裤子买的特值，买一送一呢。
Buy one, get one free? That's such a great bargain.
Buy one, get one free? 我猜这就是买一送一的意思吧。
That's correct. Sometimes you can buy one and get one 50% off. Guess what that means, Qiong?
我想这就是买一件，第二件打五折，对不对？
Great job. Besides, many stores are having end of season sales.
这个我知道，就是换季大甩卖。Actually, I got these pants from the end of season sale. 我这条裤子就是换季大甩卖的时候买的。
There you go. I think we should pay a visit to the mall together this weekend, shall we? We cannot and must not miss the end of season sale.
Sounds great.
Now, let's see what you've learned today.
第一，必备单品叫做 must have。第二，买一送一可以说 buy one get one free。第三，换季大甩卖叫做 end of season sale。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Cat， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
A little black dress is a must-have for every girl. Do you have one, Yanglin?
我倒是觉得 what is a must-have item?这还不都是时尚杂志说的呀，我看也是在忽悠消费者，为什么别人穿什么我就得穿呀，我就要跟大家不一样，难道不行吗？
That's an interesting point. Why should we follow the trend? We should be unique, or better yet, a trendsetter.
就是，要是大家都穿某一季的所谓必备单品，那满街都是一样的衣服，多没意思啊。好了好了，一提起穿衣打扮咱们就没完了，咱们还是继续听节目吧。
Okay, let's listen to Go English.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目带孩子单元的高级课程。
Hannah has a young daughter named Amber, who is in second grade. Today, Hannah is going in to talk to Amber's teacher to find out how her daughter has been doing at school.
Amber 是个让人头疼的孩子，我估计啊，他老师肯定有一大堆苦水要倒。
Thanks so much for coming in to talk to me about Amber. There are some things about Amber's behavior that I want to discuss with you.
Of course. Isn't my Amber just a little angel?
Well, your daughter is certainly very, special. However, there are a few issues that I'd like to talk to you about.
What is it?Do you want to put her on the honor roll?
Hannah 还以为 Amber 在学校是乖乖的小天使呢。不过 Professor Bowman, 什么叫 honor roll?
The honor roll is a list of the best students in class. If your child is on the honor roll, you can also say that he or she is an honor roll student.
Oh, honor roll 就是优等生名单。
The honor roll? No.Even though Amber is very bright, she has some serious behavioral problems we need to deal with.
Behavioral problems? What are you talking about? My little Amber would never misbehave.
Actually, Amber throws a temper tantrum whenever I tell her to do her work.
A temper tantrum? What does she do?
She throws all her books on the floor and screams. It's really disruptive for all the other students in the class.
瞧，真相大白了吧？老师说啊，Amber 虽然很聪明，但是不听话。老师让她做功课，她就 throw a temper tantrum。这是什么意思啊？
The word tantrum means an outburst of bad temper. If a child throws a temper tantrum, he or she is expressing anger through kicking, screaming, or other immature ways.
哦，我知道了，就是耍赖，发小孩子脾气。
Exactly.Throwing a temper tantrum is the same thing as throwing a fit. For example, I could say, my son always throws a fit when I try to put him to bed.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'll give you a piece of advice. If Amber throws a fit, just give her whatever she wants. It always works for me.
Well, you see, that's the problem. If you don't set rules for her to follow, she will never learn discipline.That would be a shame, because she really has a gift for learning.
You think I need to discipline her more? How should I do that?
One thing you can do is to give her a time out. If she misbehaves or is acting up, make her sit in one spot and don't let her leave until she behaves.
Professor Bowman, 老师说 Amber has a gift for learning. 是什么意思呢?
Winnie, if you say that someone has a gift...That means he or she has an extraordinary talent.
Oh, 所以老师的意思是 Amber 有学习天分，但需要严格管教。 他告诉 Hannah， 如果 Amber 在 act up 捣蛋耍脾气的话，就 give her a time out， 罚她反省。
I think this is really a textbook case of lack of discipline. If you set boundaries for her behavior, she will quickly learn what is acceptable and what isn't.
All right, I will set boundaries. From now on, when she throws food at her babysitter when I go out, she will have to have a time out.
That's exactly right. I think your babysitter will appreciate it too.
That reminds me, I have to find a new babysitter for my sweet little Amber. Can you believe all the other ones have quit?
Yeah, I'm completely shocked.
Professor, 老师说 Amber 是 textbook case of lack of discipline. 这是什么意思啊？
Here, the word textbook is an adjective, meaning typical or a perfect example. For example, John sleeps until noon every day. He is the textbook example of a lazy teenager.
哦，就是典型的例子。希望 Hannah 能够接受老师的建议 ，set boundaries， 给 Amber 立点规矩。
老师说 ，Amber 是个聪明的小孩。Cat， 你发觉了吗？聪明的小孩往往在学校里都比较闹
，They don't follow the rules and throw tantrums all the time。
要我说，这也不能怪孩子，也许是学校里的东西对这些聪明的小孩来说太简单了 ，so they got bored。
So you don't think parents and teachers should set boundaries for these kids?
我觉得没必要。小孩嘛，玩闹是天性，在学校不守纪律，并不代表长大就没出息。
Wow, Yanglin, you sound like Hannah. I'm sure you'll spoil your child once you become a mother.
真的吗？可能是我小时候太乖了，觉得很没意思，所以我想我的孩子反叛点。
Wow, good luck raising a rebellious kid. 好了 now let's listen to business etiquette.
礼节美语
Sally 早上遇到同事 Lisa 马上凑上去问很神秘地说
Did you hear the news about Tom and his wife?
No, what happened?
Well, Jane told me that Tom has been having an affair. I heard his wife caught him at a hotel with another woman.
Really? Oh, that's a shocker.I always thought Tom was a loyal, devoted family man.
Hey, Mary, did you hear about Tom?
No, what happened? Is he okay?
Well, keep this under your hat, but it seems Tom has been having an affair. Everyone's talking about it.
Sally 告诉 Lisa, 她听说 Tom 搞婚外情,被他太太在旅馆里捉奸。Lisa 听后很吃惊,说
That's a shocker.
意思是这件事太出人意料了，因为他一直觉得 Tom 是个很忠实的居家男人
，Family man。
这时，另外一位同事 Mary 也加入了讨论。Sally 又把这个小道消息告诉了 Mary， 还让她
keep this under your hat，
意思就是保密。
You know, to be perfectly honest, I'm not really keen on office gossip. For one thing, how do we even know the rumor's true? Did you hear it straight from the horse's mouth?
Not exactly. Jane said that Phyllis told her that they overheard a conversation between Katie and her friend Samantha about Tom's affair.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very accurate source. I really think you should take this rumor with a grain of salt.
Mary 说自己对办公室里的这些八卦不感兴趣。
I'm not keen on office gossip.
她问 Sally,
Did you hear it straight from the horse's mouth?
Mary 在这里用了一个习惯用语。
Straight from the horse's mouth.
意思是从当事人本人或是可靠消息来源那里得到的消息。Sally 承认是辗转好几波人听到的小道消息。Mary 说
You should take this rumor with a grain of salt.
意思是那就不能全信了。
To take something with a grain of salt.
意思是带着怀疑的态度有所保留。Lisa 听后说
But Mary, everyone gossips in the office. It's part of our office culture.
That may be true, but sometimes gossip can be counterproductive and even dangerous. Did you ever play the telephone game when you were a kid?
No. What's the telephone game?
Everyone sits in a circle, and you start with a sentence of information. Oh, for example, John hates chocolate cookies. Then each person whispers that sentence to the next person in turn.
Lisa 觉得办公室里大家都喜欢传八卦，
It's part of office culture.
是办公室文化的一部分。Mary 却觉得
Gossip can be counterproductive.
这样做只会有消极的效应。Mary 问 Lisa 小时候有没有玩过 telephone game, 电话游戏。就是大家坐成一圈，一个挨一个的把一句话用耳语的方式传给自己旁边的人，看传到最后会变成什么样子。
Gossip spreads fast, especially in the office.
That's true. It's part of office culture.
Not the desirable part.
办公室里的闲话和谣言可能会带来很不好的后果呢。
I know, but gossip is everywhere. 社会上、校园里、办公室里。
哎，大家都喜欢传闲话。
That's why we have tabloids and paparazzi, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
就算家庭成员之间也喜欢传闲话。比如过年的时候家里人聚在一起，少不了东家长西家短的聊天。
I guess that's part of the holiday fun?
Maybe.But family members can do something else together besides gossiping, right?
对啊，我们中国人过年喜欢吃吃喝喝啊，打麻将啊，看电视什么的。
美国人也差不多，不过我们可以 do lager sports.
那是什么？
Listen to American Sports English and you'll know.
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We're here for American Sports English.
Patrick, 谢谢你邀请我和你一起过圣诞节。
You know, Yongchen, I think the best thing about Christmas is spending time with people you care about.
That's true. Wow, 还有壁炉，太棒了。哎，你点壁炉的木头是哪儿来的？
I chopped down the tree and cut the wood myself. I really enjoy doing logger sports.
Logger sports?
In America, people race to see who can cut down trees and chop wood the fastest.
Oh, that's so stupid. 比赛谁砍木头砍得快?
That's right it is. In college, I was on a wood chopping team, but eventually I got the axe.
You got the axe? 看来你真的很投入啊,还自己买了一把斧头。
Actually, no. When you say...You got the axe.
Uh-huh.
It means you were kicked out of a group.
Oh.
Yeah. For example, after I was late to work 3 days in a row, my boss finally gave me the axe.
Ah, 你老板把你开除了。
I really have an axe to grind with him.
你可别拿着斧头去威胁你的老板。
When you say you have an axe to grind with someone, it means that you're mad because he or she did something bad to you.
For example,
if I generously invited someone to my house for Christmas and she didn't even bother to bring me a present,、
mm-hmm.
I would probably have an axe to grind with her.
Of course I brought you a present.
What is it?
Me, my wonderful company.
Can I exchange your wonderful company for something else at the store?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
比赛砍木头。
Kat, have you ever done logger sports?
Actually, my family just buys chopped wood from the store for Christmas. We'd rather spend more time gossiping than chopping wood.
哦，原来是这样。好了，今天的节目时间差不多了。这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
Bye, Happy New Year!
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。